Hello, my name is Liz Pankova, and welcome to this week's episode of Fresh Voices, where we discuss opinion pieces from this week's issue. Today we have with us Ava Rosado, who wrote a piece about self-deprecating humor called What's in a Diss? So Ava, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Ava Rosado. I'm from Connecticut originally. I'm a sophomore in the college majoring in Justice and Peace Studies.
Cool. So I guess let's jump right in. And I guess after reading this piece, you know, it's all about humor and like all these self-deprecating tendencies. And this is something that, as you mentioned in the piece, we all kind of experience in our daily lives. So what kind of was the inspiration for this piece?
This is my first piece writing for The Voice. And so as a part of The Voices section, I was just trying to kind of get a feel for what other people wrote about. I kind of read some. And I like that a lot of were just kind of basic, like rudimentary things that everyone experiences, but kind of like unpacked in very unique ways. So I kind of just wanted to reflect on something that phases me in my own life, in my own everyday. And this was also just kind of an idea that popped in my head after I like had read some pieces. So I just went with like self-deprecating humor because it is something relevant to me, whether I'm good at it or not good at it. I try to use it. I find myself using it when I'm not trying either. So I felt like that would be something kind of interesting to develop into a piece.
So you mentioned that you sometimes, or you often use self-deprecating humor. So what has your own kind of experience with that been like? So in your piece, you mentioned that sometimes it's kind of weird when like people pity you after you use self-deprecating humor. So why do you think that's like annoying? You know, what are you really trying to evoke with self-deprecating humor?
Right. So as I was writing the piece and trying to look for more personal examples of like how this has affected me, like you said, and like how I wrote about the reaction of pity as sometimes the unwanted response of using self-deprecating humor. I literally made a list of times I've been an idiot to kind of drive finding those examples that are featured. Those moments precisely were times that I've like kind of used those jokes a lot. Like I also mentioned that sometimes humor is a very great coping mechanism. So in these times where I, you know, I could feel humiliated or I could feel kind of just like bad about like stupid things I've done or stupid things I've said, like I can kind of flip it and make it something funny, make it something that people will remember as funny, as opposed to something that was just like blatantly stupid of me. So that's like kind of how I relate to it. I think that's kind of the premise that everyone is attracted to it to also. But those examples were pretty close to my heart in my own experiences.
So you also talk about, and you know, this is like really the meat of your piece, where you discuss these psychological and anthropological studies that try to unpack exactly where and why and how self-deprecating humor comes about. And one thing you mentioned is that in one of these studies, the people who prefer self-deprecating humor are, you know, it's kind of a result of their own personality. So they may be more neurotic, less conscientious, and less extroverted. So have you found this to be true in your own experience? And do you think that this also kind of plays a role in the people who use self-deprecating humor? So not just people who like self-deprecating humor, but the people who actually, you know, engage in it.
Right. Okay. So reading that study was a little bit of like a reality check for me. So just to go a little bit more in depth, it was like a cultural anthropological study, obviously like in the United States, that tried to see whether certain personality types were correlated to certain types of humor, self-deprecating humor being one of them. And like you said, so the people who mostly opted for self-deprecating humor were like higher than average neurotic, lower than average agreeable, lower than average conscientious, and lower than average extroverted, which after I read that, I was like, whoa, that doesn't really sound like exactly the personality I'd want for myself.
yeah, those seem all like very kind of like, bad more traits.
Like, if I had to like, yeah, make, you know, like have an idea of someone I would want to be, maybe that wouldn't exactly be that person. So the fact that I think self-deprecating humor is my, I guess, go-to humor, like that was just like a little bit of a, like of a disconnect where I was like, like, am I really like this? And it's kind of hard to reflect on yourself in moments like that. But I think that that study was a result of a huge survey of people, and was again like the results of everyone on average. So obviously, like, there are always individual differences. Whether I am neurotic or not is up for debate. I'm sure everyone is a little bit. But so personally, I did relate to, like, you know, some of those qualities at times, and especially in times where I would opt to use self-deprecating humor in like maybe the moments where those tendencies are what lead you to do something you might regret, something that might humiliate you, which you would want to flip around and kind of make a joke just to like move on. I did watch some stand-up sets just to get a sense to see how other comedians like either use self-deprecating humor or didn't use it, and kind of to like see if their personalities were in line with the study. And so the one I watched, which this is maybe a contentious issue at this point, but I did watch a Louis C.K. set, because he kind of does really, really hone in on a lot of self-deprecating tendencies. And in a different little research tangent, a lot of people who have just like analyzed him have like said that he is very introverted. Mm-hmm. So it kind of did line up with the study, which was just interesting to observe. Not that anything's necessarily like the cause, but that these things have been found, and maybe they're true, maybe they're not.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you mentioned Louis C.K., because a lot of people, like, looking back on his stand-up sets, like, after, you know, all the controversy around him arose, it's kind of visible, like, he really explicitly talks about these issues that he was later accused for, but in just, like, a joking, self-deprecating way. So,
yeah,
it's kind of interesting how he just completely reveals himself in that way.
Yeah, so sort of does make sense. Yeah, which could be a little scary, but
So do you think, going off of that, you also talk about how you know, the way to make self-deprecating humor charming and not, you know, kind of weird and uncomfortable,
right,
is to have, you know, credibility and to have like this quote-unquote high status that makes it attractive. And, you know, when I read that's logical, that makes sense. You know, people who you like, people who are kind of admirable to you, it's not weird when they, you know, self-deprecate, because you don't view them as a low person anyway.
Exactly.
But do you think that there are other factors that kind of contribute to why we see some self-deprecating humor as cool and funny and some as like causing secondhand embarrassment?
Yeah, so this was kind of part of what after writing this piece, what I concluded, what I took away from it, maybe for my own sanity, maybe so that I didn't think I fit all of the same personality characteristics as Louis C.K. but the anthropologist in the study actually did he did theorize that in a different way, self-deprecating humor, aside from whatever, you know, whatever he found, was at its core like a demonstration of humility and of creativity, and of what I like my favorite part of it is that it's, you don't take yourself too seriously in any, whether, you know, like whether you're making fun of something you are humiliated of, whether maybe you're on top for a moment and even can poke fun at that, because just because why not? So I like the aspect that is really just a way to not take yourself too seriously, to, you know, just practice humility, because that's a characteristic that I prioritize for myself, that I like actively try to portray.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of check myself in moments where I don't.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really good kind of philosophy to have about it. So do you think another kind of thing that this made me think about, this article made me think about, was earlier this year, there was an article called "Why is Millennial Humor So Weird?" in the Washington Post. And basically, like, it talked about memes and stuff. And then it also talked about how, like, really, this one characteristic of millennial humor is that it's like really dark and like absurd and sad and creepy and like nihilistic. So do you think that like self-deprecation is kind of, you know, enjoying like popularity right now more than before, or like it's kind of on the rise currently? Do you see that in like various stand-up shows and stuff that are on Netflix or anything like that?
The first thing that comes to mind is just all of the memes that whatever like the joke is, like the conclusion is I'm trash.
Or like my last two brain cells on the way something.
Like meme culture is very skewed towards self-deprecation, or at least the memes I look at are. So I think that's extremely relevant. I think, well, you could talk about memes too, but memes as a way to just kind of like poke fun at society or to poke fun at ourselves, like, is very in line with, you know, what I use and what I think a lot of millennials use self-deprecating humor for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So why do you think that is? Like, why do you think self-deprecation has really been taken up like this? Like,
oh, that's,
maybe it's because there's a bigger audience kind of for your jokes, and so it's not as, or it's like people who you don't know on the internet.
Right. Okay, so this kind of like social media in general comes to mind, because a lot of the ways that we make self-deprecating jokes are, you know, through memes, through like online platforms, which makes me think that maybe it's almost a reaction to social media, because we all know that, you know, all the platforms that we use on a daily basis, Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat, really share like the shining moments in people's lives, and are really kind of just about like everything happy and everything good, when everyone knows, you know, trying to portray portray that like we're perfect, when everyone knows we're not. So my thought about that is that self-deprecating humor and like how we see it in memes maybe could just be like a reflection of like, you know, people trying to break that trend, because it's just not true.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty positive view of self-deprecating humor, because I think everyone's pretty scared of, you know, like that's kind of the negative of technology and like social media and stuff, that it's like this reality that isn't really real. But maybe,
which is scary to think about, that that's what we use it for. But
yeah, but maybe self-deprecating, you know, humor is a way to combat that and actually bring some,
maybe
some,
it's
spice,
the natural balance.
Yeah, it's the natural balance kind of reinstating itself. Wow, that's so interesting. So are there any humorists, self-deprecating humorists, that you would recommend for our listeners? I know you mentioned one guy. What's his name? Rodney.
Oh, Dangerfield. He's like, I don't even know what, like, I did research him because he was one of, like, the first, like, famous comedians that, like, he really, really used self-deprecating humor. It was almost, like, you could tell, like, his jokes were just untrue because they were so absurdly self-deprecating. My favorite that I mentioned in my piece being, I could tell that my parents hated me. My baby bath toys were a toaster and a radio. So I love that one. So I honestly, like, after writing this piece, I want to look more into Dangerfield. I didn't look into too many other professional comedians. This might be a little cheesy to say, but I think everyone can maybe look towards themselves. Because that was kind of the point of the piece, that this is, whether or not you feel you're high status or established enough to take a stab at yourself. Like, that's, that to me was like a conclusion that had like evidence, but that was not true on an individual basis. So I really do feel that, like, if it's your taste in humor, like, everyone should use self-deprecation, because it is just, it, like I said, just a way to not take yourself too seriously.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Okay, well, those are all the questions I have for you. But thanks so much for joining us, Ava. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, we hope to hear more from you. More good self-deprecating jokes.
Of course, of course. All right, thank you.